have a couple of guests in studio with us this morning as we're going to talk a little bit about why you see all these youngsters out and about today in the Atlantic surrounding community here. Heather McKay, who's the Atlantic High School principal, and Joanne Runyon, who is the school-to-work coordinator, in with us here this morning. We want to talk a little bit about the service learning projects that are going on today. It's Service Learning Day. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You bet. Heather, I want to start with you real quick. Where'd the program start? You've been doing this for a while now.
We have, and I wish I could tell you exactly how many years we have conducted Service Learning Day, but this is my 17th year in Atlantic, and I want to say we've probably put on anywhere from 8 to 10 Service Learning Days. We do it every other year, opposite Career Day, and this is the first time we've conducted it during the fall. So it's a project that started many years ago with Mr. Herring as the principal and a faculty committee that thought, you know, this is an opportunity for us to give back to our community.
Very good. You talked a little bit about, you know, doing this every other year, and now this is the first time, and now in the fall. Why the switch to the fall?
The change to fall happened after our last Service Learning Day in 2012. One of our faculty members had talked about how we always have it in late April, and many times we would run into bad weather or there were so many activities that took place in the spring and academics really felt fragmented, and then we would really struggle to find some residents that needed additional assistance. And so the faculty member had, and it's Dan Huey who originally brought it to our team, said, you know, what if we did it in the fall? You know, that's where more people, the weather will be better, more people will be winterizing their homes, trying to finish up some last minute projects. And since we hadn't done it before, we thought, well, we said we'd try it next time, and here's next time.
Here's next time. All right. Well, we're going to see all that activity going on today. And Joanne, I know you've been kind of doing a lot of the heavy lifting on this, kind of coordinating and getting things organized and set up. How'd you find all these projects for these youngsters to take care of?
I used the projects kind of from the spring one that we did, and kind of looked at what those were and went back to some of the same places thinking that they might want to be involved again. However, fall projects are different from spring projects. A lot of people might not want a whole lot of painting in the fall. We were thinking that we were going to help elderly people in the community by cleaning up yards and raking leaves. Well, that's not going to happen because the leaves are still on the trees. But yeah. But we have enough, we've established a reputation so that we have enough places that really want to help us and want us to help them. We have the three residential care centers in Atlantic, and they're involved. Park and Rec is involved. They're going to help us plant trees at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. We're going to go out and help clean up the Little League Diamond. We're going to work at the fairgrounds. There's a teacher that's going to work with painting the FFA food stand out there. And we have some people at the Cass County Extension Office that are going to help us clean up the flower beds there. We have three groups that are going to go in downtown Atlantic and work with the master gardeners and clean up our beautification flower gardens there. And so it's just kind of a wide variety of things. But when people hear about it, if they have had, you know, if they know of a project, then they've called me.
Mm-hmm. You always get it on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And you're even reaching out outside the immediate Atlantic area.
We have three groups that are going to go to a location known as Bethany Farms. And it's a youth retreat between Exira and Brayton. We're going to send them up there. We have also worked on cleaning up the Nishna Valley bike trail, the T-Bone Trail in the past. We're not going to help them this fall because they really didn't need our help. But we have gone outside the city limits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Are you matching the students up then with the tasks? How do they get chosen for the different things that they might do?
This year we assigned groups. Because of the time of year, it was like, boom, homecoming's done, boom, let's get Service Learning Day done. Mm-hmm. So in the past, we have surveyed each seminar and gotten an idea of what would your top three choices be. Well, this year we assigned them, but I looked at what assignments had been given a year and a half ago and tried to match accordingly. And there were certain people that I knew had really strengths in certain areas. So I tried to put those people with those tasks, for instance, you know, painting a woman's home. And so just really trying to make sure that things are done with good supervision and people will be able to problem solve, troubleshoot as they're working on projects.
You bet.
And we have a group that's going to the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center to write biographies of residents, to just visit with the residents. And then Kelly Jimerson told me that she kept those biographies on file and they used them throughout the year. And the group that's going has done it before. So, you know, they kind of know what to expect and they're good at it.
Yeah. Wow. Some valuable projects there.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm sure it's like any other project in the school setting because you have such a wide range of types of children and what have you. But I'm sure you have students that are really excited about it. Students that are kind of vanilla, you know, well, at least we're getting out of school, not having to sit and sit through seminar or something.
Right.
And then others who are like, oh, gee whiz, I don't know if I want to do that. How do you get them all together like that on one page? And does it all kind of come together once they get started and they see what they're doing?
It really does all come together. You know, initially the excitement is, all right, we're out of class, you know, and that's sure. reality. But then you get to see them work together in a different environment. So you get to see some of those, I guess I look at them as employability skills, where they are working as a team, they're cooperating with one another, problem solving, and yet they're also seeing the value of, okay, these people constantly give to us, and now I'm giving back to them. And it's amazing to see that student gain that perspective. And by the end of the day, everybody is very positive. I mean, I can't remember a year past where there's been any negative feeling associated.
And even from the locations, from the people that we help, those feelings have been positive too. They've been really happy with the groups of students that they have worked with. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's one thing that we see anyway, just because of the nature of the situation, but there are oftentimes in communities can be a disconnect between the schools and then the rest of the business community and the rest of the folks in town. You know, the folks in town don't necessarily get to the school for a lot of different things. So there sometimes is that disconnect. There has to be a reaching out on both sides. And I suppose this is that how you kind of look at it? This is one way to reach out?
Absolutely. Because, you know, we talk to our kids all the time. And I said this to you before we started. You know, we've got great kids. And so it's an opportunity for them to give back. Because I do think our students are recognizing how people are always giving to us. You know, I think about our homecoming assembly and before our local heroes had even been introduced or why they were considered local heroes, they were receiving a standing ovation from our student body because my take on that was they recognized that these are people who give and constantly give to young people and they see that. And so it's an opportunity to just give back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like society today seems to point kids in the direction of aspiring for things like fame and fortune and what have you, that type of success. Mm-hmm. But success comes in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely.
And sometimes
sure
it just
does.
Comes from a lot of dedication and hard work.
Yep.
Yes. I know one of the things that will be going on today, too, that everybody can actually participate in, even if students aren't coming to their specific place to paint or spruce
right.
up, is to help out with the food pantry.
Right. We have 7 groups of seminar students that are going to canvass the community as far as we can get between the hours of like 8:15 and maybe 11:30 in that period of time. And those groups have divided the communities into sections. And hopefully we can cover the entire area. But if we can't, we would request that those people take the food directly to the food pantry because this is the time of year really when food pantries are really pressed. Lots of people are depending upon them and the holidays are coming up. So it's really a good community project. I think the students have been encouraged to dress in Trojan gear and wear gold and black so that they are recognized. People in the community are encouraged to like put their food on the doorstep or the front porch or some area which would be visible where students could see it, particularly if they're not going to be home, because we wouldn't really want to miss anybody.
Easy to take care of there. Maybe put in a sack out by the
right.
mailbox if it's out near the street,
right.
something like that. So something so it's easy for folks to find. And if when you come home today, if they maybe perhaps did not get to your house and you come home and it's still there, don't just take the stuff out, put it back in the pantry. Go ahead and take it down to the food pantry and make the donation that way too.
That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, it's a lot of fun. It's nice to see the youngsters get excited about something like this too. Something that, you know, no, they're not getting dollars back. you know, in payment. They're not getting those types of monetary things or physical things back in payment, but instead they're getting a little bit better understanding of how a small community works, the inner workings of it, why it functions the way it does. And that's because a lot of people help out and volunteer to do these types of things. And hopefully they'll carry that on wherever they land after they're finished.
And that's exactly, you know, part of an email I sent to parents, you know, trying to instill that service is important. We would not be able to hold many of the activities at the high school or the middle school if it weren't for our volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, so it's so important that this is one of those life skills that's acquired, and if as a school district we can help do our part, perfect.
Absolutely. Well, and that's the thing. The school is always asking for volunteers to help out with things because they need them to make things function. I remember some years ago somebody telling me it took over like 70 volunteers just to run a track meet.
Oh, easily.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, easily.
Just crazy numbers
of
people that have to help out to make things happen for young people. So this is a chance for them to kind of give back too and to turn that page. So great idea. Good deal. I hope it works out well for you today. Weather should be pretty decent for it.
It will.
Sweatshirt weather. That's
you
good
got
working
it.
Weather.
That's not
going to
rain.
No.
And we're looking forward to it.
That's right.
It's a good thing. You bet. Joanne, Heather, thanks for coming in. Good luck today.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you very much.